Let's travel back in time. It's the summer of 1776. The temperature is sweltering, and the walls holding the Second Continental Congress reverberate the chaotic noise of debate. Taxation without fair representation? A ruler that is in no way appointed by the people? Give me liberty or give me death, Patrick Henry cries. Our founding fathers, men willing to put everything on the line, their fortunes, families, and ultimately, their lives. Flash forward. It is 1870, and the 15th Amendment has been passed, granting African American men the rights of citizens, including the right to vote. They endure biased voter literacy tests, discrimination, and violence. They wait hours in line at a ballot box just to be turned down. Since the 1848 Seneca Falls Convention, the women's suffrage movement has grown. Passionate speeches by activists such as Elizabeth Cady Stanton are heard across the nation. In 1919, women line the streets in protests. And in 1920, the 19th Amendment is ratified. The struggle does not end. The civil rights movement crusades for the Voting Rights Act of 1965 because despite their constitutional rights, discriminatory state legislation was still permitted and federal protection did not exist. Struggle and sacrifice, all for the sole purpose of casting a ballot. How has this dedication and heroism been honored? In the 2016 presidential election, it was reported that the voter turnout rate was only 60.2%, a statistic which becomes even more dismal when it is revealed as the third highest turnout rate since the voting age was lowered to 18. 60.2%. How is it that something men died for has been so easily disregarded? Modern technology has made voting more convenient. Do we even have an excuse? Voting is the basis of democracy. It embodies Thomas Paine's principle that government operates due to the consent of the governed, that the people's interests are of the utmost importance. But right now, only 60% of us are being heard. Why? Because it is too early to wake up in the morning, or it does not fit into our busy schedules. We have taken this right for granted. This is especially true for my generation, with 18 to 29-year-olds demonstrating the lowest voter turnout rates. We are tempted to ask, why do our votes matter when there are so many? Every vote matters. Each skipped ballot is a voice that is not heard, a chip off the foundational pillar of democracy. So yes, your vote matters. It can have an impact on the laws enacted, the budgets passed, and even the justices confirmed. But not only that, voting is a practice that we owe to our ancestors and advocates who risked everything so that we could enjoy a government by the people and for the people. Think about that the next time you go to hit the snooze button on an election day. Wake up and make a difference.